Government scandals over the past decade has given us movies and household names such as Jack Abramoff and Darlene Drurian. Federal workers have been caught taking bribes, trying to give contracts to friends, and having illicit sexual encounters with contractors. And auditors have found the Defense Department and others wasted billions of dollars on contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan. All of these makes the Public Building Service's $823,000 conference outside of Las Vegas seem, well, insignificant. Scott Amey is the general counsel at the Project on Government Oversight.
I think what really gets under Congress's skin and really is causing the public some concern is the fact that, you know, this was so blatant. People were ignored that were trying to raise red flags, that this was wasteful, and that these people thought that they were, in essence, above the law and entitled to, you know, this big, huge Vegas party.
But was it worth four hearings on Capitol Hill this week? An 18-month investigation that cost an unknown amount of money? Paul Posner is a professor and director of the Master's in Public Administration program at the George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He also was the director of Federal Budget and Intergovernmental Relations at the Government Accountability Office. Posner points to a GAO report issued at the same time as the GSA findings for comparison.
For example, here's a report on the crop subsidy program. $9 billion is spent on subsidizing farmers to buy crop insurance. And $9 billion of that, the program sends lots of money to the wealthiest farmers. It's not capped like farm payments are. And GAO estimates if we cap the program like farm payments are, we'd save $1 billion. That's, you know, basically 12% at a time when we're struggling with deficits. Now, to me, the failure of that program to target its funds on those that need it most at a time when farm income is in record proportions, you could frame it as scandalous. You certainly can frame it as a significant breach of fiscal control.
And that's just one program. Posner and Amey each point out that there are larger examples of waste, fraud, and abuse. The Wartime Contracting Commission says the government wasted between $30 billion and $60 billion in Iraq and Afghanistan. Another one is GSA's industrial funding fee. GAO found GSA overcharged agencies more than $60 million for using their schedules in 2010, and that waste and abuse is being ignored, Amey says. Posner says all of this attention to the conference spending, while important, is missing the bigger point.
Well, I'd love to see hearings done on some of the ripe areas that GAO routinely identifies, that CBO identifies, and a lot of others. I think that's the real story. It's really an opportunity cost for that goes with not looking at a lot of the significant problems because they're not capable, really, of having a face put on them, even though they're much more serious and more endemic.
Tom Schatz is the president of Citizens Against Government Waste. He says the money really isn't the issue with GSA, it's the management problems. Schatz says Congress could hold hearings every day about whether taxpayers are getting value for their money from the government.
Congress always finds it easier to just create a new program or let something go and say we'll fix it later because there have not been any consequences to all of this overspending.
And it's that lack of management and control that was the main theme at all four hearings this week. But too many times in scandals like GSA's, the end result isn't real change. David Gebler is the president of the Scout Group, a global advisory firm that works with private sector companies to improve their culture, to save money, and keep them out of trouble. Gebler also is an expert on corporate scandals.
Worst case will be employees and managers at different levels will say, okay, this is in the limelight now, and Congress is going to look at it, and then the radar screen is going to pass over, and it'll go away, and things will be back to normal. If that happens, then it's a shame on all of us in terms of not being able to put in corrective measures. If, however, the investigation is correct, and if they actually do what they're supposed to do, they'll start to identify where are the vulnerabilities in the system, and they'll implement real change in terms of different levels of accountability.
Gebler says too often, scandals get a lot of attention, but no permanent change happens in the private sector. Over the past decade, change came in big ways to the government in light of scandals. The Interior Department broke up the Minerals Management Service into two new agencies after its IG exposed systemic wrongdoings. Congress is likely to pass legislation to improve wartime contracting and help fight against future waste. And the Obama administration put in stricter lobbying rules in response to the Jack Abramoff scandal. Pogo's Amey says this scandal could finally help change the culture of agencies working too closely with contractors.
But at the end of the day, this is an agency that I think needed to take a more lessons learned approach from previous problems that it had, previous scandals, and how it was operating. Is it working to protect the public, or is it really working to protect the vendors and the contractors that it does business with? And I think a lot of people have raised questions about GSA's role for a long time.
George Mason's Posner adds GSA clearly needs better controls and oversight, but GSA's conference spending is far from the biggest challenges the government is facing, and all the attention conference spending is getting is short-sighted.
The real problems to keep your eye on are how we design programs to achieve what we're trying to achieve, how we do the work that we need to do more efficiently, how we deliver value for money. And, you know, that's where our oversight should be focused on, not this kind of stuff. I mean, not to say there shouldn't be some attention to this, but, you know, if every agency spends now some of their IG resources on looking at conferences and travel, I think that has diminishing returns compared to where they should be putting their money and focus, and where these committees should be focusing, which is on the substance of what we're trying to do in government.
But too many times, that gets lost in the bright lights of the scandal du jour. And by the way, Senator Claire McCaskill was the first out of the gate with new legislation trying to correct the problems uncovered by the GSA IG. And more bills are likely. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.